You're listening to the Closing Market Report. Peter Levitt is away, but joining us for our look at agricultural weather is Illinois State climatologist Jim Angel. Good afternoon, Jim.
Good afternoon.
Thanks for filling in on short notice. It's much appreciated.
Sure.
46 degrees right now on Friends Plaza. I'd like. Can you give us some more of those and even warmer, please?
We can work on that. Actually, for the next couple of days, it will feel more like spring at last. We've got highs across Illinois will be in the 40s and even in the 50s over the next couple of days through Sunday. And then a cold front pushes through on Sunday night and Monday, and so then we're back in the deep freeze for a couple of days with highs back down into the 30s, and then a gradual warm-up after that. I guess the bright spot is that, time is on our side and that, days are getting longer, the sun's getting a little higher, so it allows us to warm up a little better than we could in January and February. So it's inevitable that spring will eventually get here. That's what I keep telling myself anyway.
Well, we don't think that we're going to be driving any farm machinery in the field in the upcoming week, but could it be that by the middle of April we'll be out there full bore?
It's possible. The 6 to 10-day and 8 to 14-day forecast are also calling for below-average temperatures, so it looks like the cool weather will continue, but that reference point of average keeps getting warmer and warmer. So when we say below average in mid-April, that means something different than it does right now. So, and it's in the 6 to 10-day forecast, it looks like it's still going to be on the wet side in parts of Illinois, but 8 to 14-day forecast looks a little drier. So I think the wet weather moves eastward at that point.
I didn't look at soil temperature maps today to know what the four inches down temperature of the soil is across Illinois. We're still in the 30s, by and large?
Yeah, last I looked, we were still in the 30s, in many cases in the mid to upper 30s, except for that far northwest corner up around Freeport, there's still just a little bit above the freezing mark there. But I think the rest of the state is pretty much thawed out in terms of the soil temperatures.
How quickly can soil temperatures rise into that 56, 58, which is sort of a benchmark where a lot of farmers like to plant?
It takes several days of temperatures at or above that to really get that pushed up into the those kinds of numbers. So, the air temperatures are just going to have to warm up for an extended period, about a week's worth of 50 to 60 degree weather, and they should warm up pretty nicely. A lot of the soil is also pretty wet, so that also kind of slows down the warming process.
What are you looking for in terms of trend? Are we going to break the trend that we're in this cool, wet trend by, say, third week of April and move into something a little different then, do you think?
Well, that's kind of implied with some of the longer-range mm-hmm. outlooks that do show us being a little bit on the drier side and on the warmer side for much of Illinois through April. And then the forecast for April, May, and June is still wetter-than-average percentage or probability there. But at least temperature-wise, they're expecting us to kind of break out of the cold pattern in the second half of April.
Thank you, Jim.
You're welcome.
That's Illinois State climatologist Jim Angel, and that is today's Closing Market Report. This is Dave Dickey.